The West African country of Niger is at the epicenter of a major hunger crisis. Nearly 8 million people, that's more than half the population, desperately need emergency food. This comes after a crippling drought that ruined the harvest. But a funding shortage has forced the United Nations Food Aid Agency to make difficult choices about who will be fed. NPR's Afebia Quist-Arkton reports.
Hunger and starvation are again stalking Niger, 5 years after the last major emergency in the West African nation. Now, with seasonal flooding hampering relief efforts, millions of people, including hundreds of thousands of children, are going hungry, warns Malek Triki, the regional spokesman for the United Nations World Food Programme.
Because of failure of crops, because of erratic and late rainfall and a protracted drought, the whole of the region has been suffering food crisis. The main reason why the people are suffering is that because of the lean season being this year longer than usual. Imagine that being for 6 months instead of three.
Triki says August is the peak of the lean season, with no crops between harvests in Niger. But despite the government and relief agencies sounding the alarm last November, there has been a sluggish international response to fund the food crisis.
We still appeal to the international community to come forward, because if we don't have the necessary funds and as quickly as possible, we would just be unable to help those people who are in dire straits.
UN agencies, as well as international and local relief organizations, are coordinating with Niger's military government to try to resolve the emergency. But villagers say the situation this year is worse than in 2005, and even during the famine of 1973, when thousands of people died of starvation. On the line from the capital Niamey, Oxfam's Caroline Gluck.
I talked about people eating wild leaves and berries. They've had to sell what few animals they have remaining in order to buy food stocks. But the food prices are rising, and tens of thousands of livestock have actually starved to death. So people are in a very precarious situation, and they're desperate.
The crisis in Niger is compounded by the decision last weekend by international agencies to withdraw foreign aid workers from some areas for fear of kidnappings in a volatile region. Niger's government spokesman, Mahaman Lawali Danda, told the BBC the pullout came as a surprise.
There is no mistaking the fact that these Western workers and their charities have been helping Niger, but they should know that their withdrawal from those areas cannot be justified. This will only give the terrorists more power in what they want to achieve. Our government and the army have been deploying their best forces to contain whatever threats there are.
The lack of funds has forced the UN World Food Programme to take tough humanitarian decisions in Niger. Children under two and their families are the only ones now receiving protein-rich nutrition distributions from the agency, leaving many other children vulnerable. Again, the UN's Malek Triki.
There is a risk of infant mortality. It's just that there is a time lag between malnutrition not being treated in a timely manner and that translating into death mortality.
The UN warns that Niger's neighbor Chad, as well as parts of Burkina Faso, Mauritania, Cameroon, and northern Nigeria, are also in the grip of hunger. Afebia Quist-Arkton, NPR News, Dakar.